Welcome to the Zimcast, a program dedicated to bringing you what's new in agricultural marketing. The Zimcast is the official podcast of AgWired and hosted by Chuck and Cindy Zimmerman.
Hello and welcome to the Zimcast. I'm Chuck Zimmerman. I'd like to thank the sponsors for our program, and that includes Monsanto, Roundup Ready Plus for weed management solutions, and GrowMark, locally owned, globally strong. In this week's program, we are going to look ahead to the 2013 Ag Connect Expo. It is the third show in this cycle that they have, which is now every other year to do the show, being held in Kansas City, Missouri. And I will be there once again and looking forward to it. To get a preview of this year's show, I spoke with Rusty Fowler, who is president and CEO of Krone North America, and we talked about the show, what's going to take place in terms of exhibitors, who will be attending, educational seminars, and some of the other elements that go into the show, including a lot of different co-located events. Well, Rusty, I understand that you are out and about here in advance of Ag Connect Expo, so I appreciate you taking time to talk with me. Let's look ahead to this year's 2013 Ag Connect Expo, the third show to be held, and tell me just a little bit about what we're going to expect when we get to Kansas City.
Well, what you're going to expect there, Chuck, is a show that's different than other trade shows that you normally go to. And it is different because we started out to make it different. This goes back, I know that this is the third show and we're on the third show cycle, but the idea of this show goes back a number of years. And it was a group of ag executives that said, you know what, we're not getting the benefit of the trade show that we should be getting. We need to do something different. We need to create a show made by the industry for the industry. And this is how it all began. So the question might be is how is it different? I've worked these shows for almost 42 years now. And what we wanted to do is have a show that the customer can come and have a different kind of experience and he can get more information about what's going on in the machinery world and actually talk to people that know that are on the inside. So what do we do? And this is more or less a pledge of all the companies that are exhibiting. We're going to have our top people at every level of the company at the trade show so that the customer can come and talk with them. And this is no more than just kicking tires and rolling the cup. This is getting down to the basics about the business on the technical side and on the business side. You can't do that at other shows, and that's just one of the things that makes us different.
Well, it is a big trade show, as you said, so why don't we just kind of touch base on that in terms of the types of companies that you've got, the participation level this year, and, you know, what you think or the value of that to farmers who are considering still coming out to the show this year.
I think there's a... We get a lot of this during the course of the year. I think there's a lot of people out there, Chuck, that are looking for answers. I think there's people that say, here's what I'm doing now. Here's what I want to accomplish. How can I do this? So coming to Ag Connect, and I'll use our own exhibit as an example. We're going to have our top engineer out of our German parent company where all our design and manufacturing is done. He is going to be at the show. We'll have the worldwide director of our parts and service support at the show. We'll have all of our top technical people from Krone North America at the show. I'll be at the show myself. I'm the president and CEO of the company. So when we get a customer that comes to us and says, you know, here's what I'm doing right now. What have you got coming down the road in the way of technology that will help me do it better? Then we can talk to him, and he can talk to us, and he can find out what's going on in the area of technology and product development that'll make his job better. And I really think there's a lot of people that are looking for this. They just can't seem to find it at other trade show venues. But they can find it at Ag Connect, and the beautiful thing there is we're not the only company doing that. This is what all the manufacturers are doing that are going to be exhibiting at the show.
Well, and one of the things that I think, having attended the first two shows, is seeing that in terms of the attendance, a lot of buzz, especially initially, was kind of created around the idea, well, how many people do they have? How many did they have attend? And, you know, as I learned, it's not just the numbers, it's who is attending, because you can have, you know, a whole big number of attendees to a show, but if they're not really the folks that are going to be making some buying decisions, then how valuable are they, you know?
We, over the years, this is a problem in our industry. Over the years, we've been driven by evaluating a show based on how many people were there, okay?
Right.
I've worked these shows. I've worked them, for the last 42 years. You get flocks and herds of people in there that have absolutely no intention of buying anything. They're there out of curiosity. They didn't have to pay anything to get into the show, so they don't really have anything invested in it. They go around and they pick up everything they can find that's for free and put it in their bag and they're gone. These are the people, or some of the people, pardon me, that are getting counted at these shows. And this is not of any value to the exhibitor. It's not of any value to the people attending, because the serious people that are attending and they want to talk and meet with people and make buying decisions, purchasing decisions, they can't get to anybody because of these flocks and crowds of people. So we're not focusing on the number of people as much as we are the quality of the attendee, making his experience a much higher quality experience and giving him access to be able to talk to the people that he wants to talk to about the machines and about his operation and about his needs. That's the difference. And this idea of counting the attendees, I'm sorry, we've been driven that way over the years. That's not what's important.
Yeah, well, it's a very good point, and I think you've got a great location this year, kind of centralized like you're going to be, so it'll be interesting to see that attendance anyway. But again, going back to the show, besides having companies like yourselves on display with new equipment, new technology, there also is even like an expanded, as I understand it, you know, educational opportunities through sessions that will be held, along with some of the co-located events that are taking place too.
Right. We have a great increase in the number of events that are co-located with us. Again, because of the show model that we're putting together, these people recognize, hey, this is where I can go and talk to the people that I want to talk to. So the co-locations have been dramatically increased this year. We have actually 50 educational sessions, and I think more than a fourth of those are free, that you can go to and listen to specialists and experts in their fields talk about seed technology, talk about fertilizer, talk about GPS, talk about estate planning, all of these kinds of things that our customers are concerned about and interested in. We included education as part of the show model, and not just in a small degree. It's a big part of the show model.
Well, again, I can't wait to get there. I've already seen some online buzz, people talking about it. Some of the other things that kind of go on there that I think is interesting is in the area of, you know, you've got some awards that you present, and you've got what you call your Masters and Mavericks program as well.
Yes. The Masters and Mavericks program was put together. This will be the first time we've had that this year. And what we're trying to do is bring together people from specific parts of the various industries that are associated with agriculture, put them on a panel and let the audience hear what they have to say, and then open the panel up to the audience to ask questions that they have of this particular part of the business. I'm sitting on one of the panels myself, along with some other industry executives. So in these sessions, if you're sitting in the audience and you have a particular question about how this works or how that works, and let's say it's in the seed industry, let's say it's in the fertilizer industry, the equipment industry, there will be sessions for all of these particular areas that, and you can, the floor will be open. You can ask anything you want to ask about any particular subject you want to ask about. And we call it Masters and Mavericks because we've tried to pick people to sit on these panels that really are engaged and not just employed in the industry, but engaged. So I think this will be a part of the show that will become more and more popular as the years go by.
Well, it's probably not too late for people if they want to go there. If they want more information, I'll just direct them to agconnect.com. Show is officially on, we got preview day on Tuesday, but then Wednesday and Thursday. Basically, you're looking at, the educational sessions start as early as 7:30. Exhibits open at 9 and pretty much goes all the way through till end of day at 5, right?
It's a full day. And then there's a lot of functions, as you can imagine. There's a lot of functions afterwards because we and several other manufacturers are hosting, for instance, their largest customers, their largest dealers. There's dealer meetings. Some of the manufacturers are bringing their dealers in for dealer meetings. It is a gathering place for agriculture. Being in Kansas City, we found that we're getting a lot more drive-in traffic this year than we've ever had before at any of the previous shows. So it's going to be a great event. Absolutely a great event.
Well, if I hadn't relocated to Florida in 2012, I would have been driving over myself. But I'll be flying in there on Monday, actually. So,
well, I will be too. I'll be flying in on Sunday, and everybody's really gathering up. There's a lot of anticipation. I've got to tell you, I'm in the field a lot. I visit with a lot of customers, and the buzz. There's a big buzz about AgConnect now that didn't exist on the previous two show cycles. You're picking it up. And so it's going to be an exciting event.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Rusty. I appreciate you taking the time to visit with me in advance and give us a little bit of a preview of what we're going to expect when we get to Kansas City for the 2013 AgConnect Expo.
Well, Chuck, let me invite you and everyone else listening to you to please come by and see us at the Crohn North America lot. Be glad to meet you.
Well, I definitely will plan to. I hope to see many of you at this year's AgConnect Expo, and you can, of course, find lots of photos, interviews, and other information as we see it and find it from the show, mostly on agwire.com, but probably some of that will also be showing up on precisionpays.com as well. Well, that is the Zimcast for this week. I hope you've enjoyed it, and thank you for listening.
You've been listening to the Zimcast, the official podcast of AgWired. Check us out at www.agwired.com to find out what's new in agricultural marketing.